Hey there, small group leaders. You know, one of the questions that we get a lot, and I think about this all the time, is, you know, as a busy leader, you have your families, we have work, we have all these kinds of things. Where do we make time for follow-up? How do you fit follow-up into our already busy schedules? Coach, what do you think? How do you fit follow-up into a busy
schedule?
You know, what
I try to do is utilize a follow-up time right around my small group time. I go either 30 minutes before or 30 minutes after. And I go through a one-to-one or the purpose-driven life book. And after that, the guys start assembling. So the people, the guy would ask, what is that? Well, that's our small group. And so they can see maybe possibility what we do as a church. And I find that as you're spending one-to-one with them, then you bank shot. There's a bank. You bank them. And you understand if you're a basketball player, you bank that. It's a bank shot into the small group.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're curiosity.
They're already there too, right?
And they think, wow. And then, you know, when the guys come up, they'll meet them, right? They shake their hands and then they realize, oh, I seen these guys at church, and there's a camaraderie right there. So that's one strategy you can use in really getting people followed up with them and also getting them into small groups.
That's a really great idea. I love that. Because as a leader, you've already carved out that time. Let's say it's Thursday night at 6:30, right? So what you would do is you'd try to set up the one-to-one at Thursday night at 5:30 or 6 o'clock, right before. And say, hey, we'll meet for 30 minutes, and then I got to jump into this small group. But you know, and then you can just kind of, introduce them. And I love that idea, Coach. You know, another thought I had was, you know, I've done this before. I've heard Pastor Norman do this. How about I meet you for lunch? Because you got to eat lunch anyway,
right?
So I got to eat, you got to eat. Let's meet and eat lunch together and do the one-to-one book there. And any thoughts on that? How's that work for you?
Yeah, you know, because people are very busy. So during their lunch break, I mean, you would probably have to go meet them.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I've been doing this a lot sometimes. Just initially, maybe do a Zoom one-to-one. Then I go into person one-to-one. But the contact and the connection is really important. But, people have to eat lunch.
Yeah.
You can do that at lunchtime.
So you can do it at lunchtime, Zoom at lunch. If you can't meet physically at lunch, but I think that's great. You know, being creative to make the most of our time. But I love that bank shot idea.
Yes.
Doing those meetings before or after small group, and then utilizing the times that we've already carved out for lunch as a great thing. No, that's great. You know, leaders, you know, we want to thank you for all of your hard work and utilizing the creativity of these spaces around the meetings that we've already carved out. Right. Can also work. Here's another one. You can do it after church, maybe before, in between services.
Yes.
You know, there's spaces in our lobbies where you can sit down and do different things and just utilizing the times that we've already carved out to be used for discipleship. It doesn't have to be another day.
That's
just do it on the days you've already carved out for these kinds of things. Right. So let's be creative, but let's keep following up because God's doing something in the lives of people and we need to jump on it and strike while the iron's hot, as they say. Amen. All right, leaders. Thank you. Just wanted to drop that quick thought. And let's go make disciples.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you.